Nobody can dispute that the natural beauty of the West Coast, and particularly of Donegal, is unmatched. The area has so much to offer and so much untapped potential that I'm glad that the government has begun to recognise this and acknowledge the fact that the Minister was up there last week and spent a couple of days in the beautiful county and was able to go around and do quite a bit of openings and stuff like that there of funding that was expended in the area. But it shows and highlights that there's actually more that needs to be done, and you wouldn't expect me to say anything else either, Minister, in relation to that too, you know. So, a Rural Future Rural Development Policy document is an impressive read. It covers many areas and offers great ideas on how to revitalise our rural communities. But anyone reading this document would think that the government is doing the fantastic work, and that there is doing work, but those actually living in rural communities, however, feel that there is more that needs to be done. But sadly, this is not reflected on the ground. It is telling that we are 2 years from the publication of the five-year policy, and we're still nowhere near any of these policies being implemented. I honestly wonder whether there's even an intention to implement them in the first place, given that the key deliverables are extremely vast and far-reaching for even the most ambitious of governments. It seems then that this is yet another government policy document full of empty promises. I would honestly rather a weaker policy document if it reflected the government's actual priorities, at least it would give us something to work on. What rural communities need most isn't words, but full and proper investment, and I'd like to take this opportunity to call on the government to invest further in the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund. I welcome that this fund is contributing to Killybegs 2040, a significant regeneration project in my own hometown, which forms a part of Project Ireland 2040 as well. This project will make a significant difference to the town of Killybegs and those living there who have experienced a really difficult downturn in the last two decades. The project will provide a civic space in Killybegs as well as a digital hub for the many of those who have chosen to move to the town and surrounding rural areas to work remotely. This will undoubtedly help unlock Killybegs' full potential, but this alone is not enough. Further investment is needed and in the town and also in the county as well. It's vitally important. But there is also a difficulty that many remote workers have reported to me that in recent months their employers are pulling back employees to on-site, and this puts remote workers in a very precarious situation and will deter employees from making the move to the rural communities.